practice field Friday ahead of the Week 7 matchup in Indianapolis against the division rival Colts. The final few hours of work as the Jags get ready for a game they really need in Indianapolis. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Yeah, a game the Jaguars need. We'll get to that. It's a game that the Jaguars go into with a lot of guys on the injury report. Leonard Fournette, most notably. Marquise Lee's been out a lot this week. Brandon Linder as well. That's three important guys on the offense for this team.
Well, they're all big. Linder's out again. Marquise is a dicey situation. But, you know, the obvious headline is Leonard Fournette. I think Doug said it best on one of the shows where I heard him talking this week. He's never been through this with Leonard Fournette before in terms of him not practicing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So you don't know. Sometimes a guy does that, Jalen Ramsey earlier this season, and he's shown that he plays through it and he plays fine. Some guys do that. Some guys during the week, a coach gets a better feel for. I don't think we have a real feel for Leonard Fournette, and it's a concern going into the weekend.
Very big concern.
Yeah, very big
concern. They need that guy. 27's good.
Yeah, because they haven't figured out anything else outside of 27 on offense on a consistent basis. That's, again, for the second straight week, a big question mark for this team.
Might force their hand. I mean, they've got to put the ball down the field at some point. Not having him, if that's the case, means they may have to force their hand.
Well, I guess what you wonder is, if Fournette doesn't play, and I think it's going to be very questionable, 50-50 coin flip on Sunday, does that cause teams to maybe get a little bit outside the box, you know, back off because you're not as worried about him? Or is it proof that the defenses are showing Blake Bortles as much disrespect as they are showing respect to the running back? I don't really know the answer to that yet. It'll be interesting to see what happens on Sunday if that does happen.
Interesting to see if T.J. Yeldon's active.
Yeah, could be the first time
this
year.
I don't think there's any question that he'll be active. Yeah. Because with Fournette being questionable, and with it being an ankle, which an ankle is a very tweakable injury, I'd be stunned if TJ's not up.
A tweakable injury, yes, it is, indeed. The Jaguars' defense seems to have a good matchup this week. A young quarterback on the other side. It is a run game in Indianapolis with Frank Gore, a guy who's been around for a while. They have another running back who's playing well, who's getting some playing time. So they've got to slow down that run game. We've heard that all year long. That's the one thing missing from this group being elite.
I think they can do that against Frank Gore. We've seen him a couple years now there. He doesn't run away from anyone anymore. I keep going back to what they did against Le'Veon Bell, right? When they're focused on it, they can make the stops. You also have a line in Indianapolis that's just not very good. I mean, you have three starters sitting on injured reserve. They should control the defensive front and be able to win.
I think stopping Frank Gore is tougher than that, but it is doable. If Frank
tougher
Gore
than Le'Veon
gets
Bell?
Tougher than what you indicate, which is like it's a throwaway.
Well, I don't even mean it's a throwaway, but what has he had, like average like 55 yards against this team? It's not like he's run away from them.
Right, and if they can hold Gore in the running game 80 or 90-ish, then that should get them in enough situations where they're pinning their ears back. Again, if somehow this team gets a lead, meaning the Jaguars, against this Colts team, I think it turns into a runaway. The question is, with this offense, can they get a lead?
And can they run away once they get a lead? That's right. The other question. Big swing game in the division, too. Road game in the division against a team that's down this year a little bit. You got to get this game going into the bye week to get 4-3. That sounds a whole lot better than 3-4.
Well, Calais Campbell this week said, look, it's not like the season's over if you lose this game. And he's right in this respect. I think the team that wins the South is going to be the team that can find a way to do 4-6 at some point, 5-7, get that run. That can still happen. But, boy, the feeling that 3-4 would be as opposed to 4-3, 3-4 just feels like an indictment on the first half of the season. 4-3 sounds like, hey, what you did was real.
Well, let me dial it in a little bit more. 2 weeks ago, you pound the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Pound them. And you're 3-2, and
you're the story of the league.
Yeah,
you're
you're in first place. If you don't win against a Colts team that, let's be honest, it's a better roster. They should win this ball game, Frank Gore notwithstanding.
Mm-hmm.
You're 3-4 and tied for last place in the division in a two-week swing. That would be bad.
They're better, Brian, but in this league right now, if Fournette's not in, I don't know who makes plays on the offense.
Agreed. If Fournette's not there,
so all of a sudden your roster
is much tougher.
It's better, but if Fournette's not in, they have to find somebody to make plays. And I think that's, boy, if somebody makes a couple, that's what I'm writing on Sunday.
Yeah.
Big game on Sunday, the Jags and the Indianapolis Colts. Big road game for this Jaguars team in Week 7, and that's it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.